This is Gemara Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, and we're holding in the bottom of Mem Amid Bay. Six lines from the bottom, Amid Ravina. We're in the middle of the convergence of the sugyas of Bishol with the sugya of Chamei Tiberia. Says Ravina, Shema Mina. I apologize for that pause. Says Ravina, Shema Mina. You know, we see from the story with Rebbe that he went into the bathhouse. That it must be the fact that he didn't let them cook in the waters. And he said it has to be klisheni. Must be that the din of Bishol Bechamei Tveria is deraisa. Why? Because the story of Rebbe proves the Gemara. It must have been after the Gzeira, or else how could he have gone into the bathhouse? And yet, what did he say? Amrle told Bikli Viten. For the fact that he only said klisheni, must be that cooking Bikli Rishain, even in Chamei Tveria, must be deraisa. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that true? Of Amr Avchiz, Vashachav, it's a very Bishabis. Potter, Isser de Rabbanon, says the Gemara, May Chayev, what does it mean that it's Chayev, Nami de Kamar? Makos Marta. So we have this at times, even though, of course, makes all the rules confusing because the word Chayev usually means Dereisa, the word Potter usually means de Rabbanon. But there are times that the Gemara takes the liberty to say that no. The chayiv that it is only a chayiv on a derabanan, makus amardus, take a level. Continues the Gemara, Amar Azera, ani chaziti l'rabavua deshat b'ambati, that he went into a bath, a pool of water, v'lo yadana i'okar i'lo y'okar. And I don't know, did he pick up his legs from the ground or not? Says the Gemara, pshita de'lo y'okar. Of course he didn't pick up his legs from the ground. Why? You're not allowed to float in a bath, in a pool filled with water. And even if the pool is in the chatzir, still, you're not allowed, which is a rishus hayachid. And therefore, we're not really worried that the water is going to flow into a divin rishus. Still, it's aser. So L'chaira says the Gemara, it's Pasha, he didn't pick up his legs. Says the Gemara, Loikasha. Ha, as we move over to Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Ha, the less like Gedudi. Ha, the is like Gedudi. The difference between the cases is there a wall to the side of the pond? If there's a wall, that's the case in which we know the water is not going to go over the edge. That's going to be the case that's going to be mutter. When there's no wall, that's going to be similar to the river. And that's going to be the case that it's going to be Aser. Continues the Gemara. The Omar Rav Zera, the two dots. Top line, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Zera, Ani Chazit L'Ravua, Sheniach Yodav Keneged Panim Shalmata, that when he was bathing in the river, he covered up his Panim Shalmata, which of course, Panav is a Lashon Saginar. It's referring to his private areas. And says Rav Zeira, I do not know if Rav Avua, when he covered himself up with his hand, did he touch himself or not? Ask the Gemara, Pshita de loy naga. Why? If you hold your ama, if you hold your aver and you urinate, kilo mevi mabu le'olam. Why? Because it could cause one, the day kishoy, and it could come to carry, which is a destruction to the world. Amar Abaya says, Abaya, you know what Rav Zira's suffix was? His suffix was, aso kivay leshes. That, is it like a by leshes? By leshes is a time of a melchama, which in such an area, the halacha is, that now we learned in the Mishnah, by Leshes, when the troops are coming through a city, Shenichlasu Le'ir, Bishas Oilam, Bishas Shalom, if they come through at a time of peace, Chavias Pesuchas Asurais. All open barrels are Asur, because we're afraid that the troops touch the wine as they walked through, thereby Asuring up all the wine. Stumais are Mutarais. Bishas Melchama, if it's a time of a battle and the troops go through the city, Elu Ve'elu Mutarais. Why? They're middle of a battle. They're not coming to touch your wine. So Alma, what do we see from this story? Since they're nervous, they're afraid, they're in the middle of a battle. They're not going to pour wine to their avodah zara. They're not going to touch the wine. So too, says the Gemara, an application of this idea of being mifached. Hachanami, in the story of the Rav Avua, Kivan Debayis, he's in the river. And therefore, it's not the most calm of moments when he's bathing in the river. Therefore, the Shaila was that what's lost in our hurry. We don't have to be worried that by touching himself, he might come to have inappropriate thoughts because he's in a situation of bachad. That's the reason why Rav Zira had a Shaila whether he touched himself and says, the Gemara of Acha might be Susa, be Susa Dinara. He was afraid he didn't want to drown. And that was Zira's Shaila that he declared that when Rav Avua covered himself up as he was bathing, that he was even allowed to touch himself. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is this what happened? That Rav Avua covered himself up when he bathed? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. If you cover up your Aver, teaches the Gemara, it looks like you're embarrassed about your Bris Milah. So it looks like that you're Kaifer and the Bris of Avraham Avinu. So how could it be that Rav Avua covered himself up? Answers the Gemara, fundamental teretz. This goes all the way. La'alocha la'maisa. Like Hashem. That which we said, it's Aser. Ha, kinachis, when you're going down to the river. And therefore, there's no tzniyas, there's no one in front of you, just a river. So when you're going down, there's no reason you cover yourself up. And if you cover yourself up at that point, that shows that you're embarrassed of your bris. But when did Rav Avua cover himself up? Kisalik, when you're walking up and there are people that see you, then there's an issue of tzniyas. Then you're allowed to cover yourself up. And this is in reality the way that we pass it by a mikvah as well. People know that they're supposed to cover themselves. That's only on the way up. It's only when there are people that can see you, then yes, you're allowed to cover yourself. When there's no one that's seeing you when you're going into the water, then there's no reason to cover yourself. But when you're coming back up, or when you're standing near people, then of course, there's always the mile of tznias to be covered. Says the Gemara, Ki Ad Rava, just like Rava when he bathed the shachi, when he was going down, he would bend over so you couldn't see his private areas. Rav Zira Zakif and Rav Zira on the way up, and Rav Zira would walk straight even on the way up, and he didn't cover himself up. Why? Because he was chayshesh. Rav Zira was always chayshesh for the issue of covering over your bris. Rabbanan Dvei Ravashi Kika Nachasi Zakfi. When they went into the river, they went in erect. They went in standing straight. There's no reason to cover yourself up. There's nothing. There's no tznius. But Kika Salki, when they came up, then Shachi, then they bent over to make sure, due to tznius, that they were covered. Continues the Gemara with another story with Rav Zira, about 12 lines from the wide lines. The first one line is Salki Vishachi. Rav Zira, the Kamishtamin with Rav Yehuda. Rav Zira didn't want Rav Yehuda to see him. Why? To buy the basic Eretz Yisrael. Because Rav Zira wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yehuda held he shouldn't. I'm Rav Yehuda, call me over to Eretz Yisrael. Like you're about to say, you're not allowed to go up, Rav Yehuda held. Why? Shenemar, Bivali of Ovishamiyu. That Rav Yehuda held, they have to stay in Bavel until the base of Mikdash was built. And therefore, Rav Zira, though, wanted to go. And he didn't want to see Rav Yehuda. Amar, Rav Zira said, Ezel Vashem, Yenei Milsa. Let me go and learn something from Rav Yehuda. The AC basic, and then I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael. Azal Vashchei Tekai Beibani. And he found Rav Yehuda was standing in the bathhouse. Udkamer Leila Shamei. And Rav Yehuda was telling his attendant, Heviuli Neser. Bring me the Neser to scrub my head. Heviulo Masreik. Bring me the comb to comb my hair. Pischu Pumaichu V'api Chavle. Open up the pipes and increase the steam. Ve'isu Manaya Dvei Bani. And drink the water, the hot water while they're bathing, even though it was made for bathing. Amar, based on all this, said Rav Zira El Malei Basi El Shmaya Davar Zef. I just came for this one thing to hear this. Then, Dayai, it would be enough. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Heveyu Neser, Heveyu Masrek. I understand that Rav Yehuda said, give me the soap, give me the comb. Kamash Malan, Rav Zeira learned from that statement, always observing, dissecting the words of the Rebbe. Devarim Shalchom Utarim, Larmer Belashin Kaidesh, you're allowed to say mundane matters in a bathhouse in Hebrew. Pesach Umaychov Apik Havle Nami, he learned. Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel Havle Mapik Havle Mapik Havla, that the Hevel increases. Therefore, by inhaling the Hevel, he felt it was good for the health. He told to increase the Hevel so he could breathe it in. Ella, when Rav Yehuda said to his attendant, Ishtu Mayat Veidani, to drink the waters, Maimel Yusa, what did Rav Zeira learn from that? Answers the Gemara, Detanya Achav Leishasa, if someone ate but did not drink, Achilas Leidam, it's as if he ate blood. V'zehu Tachilas, this is the beginning of Chalim Ayim, of intestinal illness. The food gets all messed up. Is out tchilas reich ra? Your breath smells bad if you eat without moving. Hanitzach l'nekava, if someone needs to use the bathroom, v'achal, and he eats. Darmi the tanur shesiku al gabi afra. It's like an oven that you light on top of its ashes. Is out tchilas ruach zuama. Ruch rochatz bechamin v'leishasa mehan. If you bathe and you didn't drink, darmi the tanur shesiku al mibachot l'esku b'afdem. You're only heating it on the outside, but if you were to drink, it would also heat you up on the inside. Rochatz bechamin v'leishtati v'tzayin. If you didn't rinse off in cold water, darmi the barzel shechnisu l'arv l'chnisu l'tzayin. And of course, when you put the iron into cold water afterwards, it solidifies the iron. Rochatz v'bathe v'losach, and you don't rub your body with oils. Daimem Lamayim al gabe chavis, and these are all the different dinim, the etiquette practices, Derech Eret and Rav Zeira learned from Rav Yehuda, one of them, to drink while you're bathing in hot water, warms you up from the inside and the out. One more short Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Mulyar Hagaruf, a Mulyar, which is a type of pot, Hagaruf, that the coals were combed away. Shaisin Amenu b'Shabbos. You could drink from that hot water on Shabbos. Antichi, however, an antichi pot will be shagrufa ein shaisin. So says the Gemara. What's going on over here? Echidami molya garuf tana mayim b'vnim. What the case is? You have the water inside the pot. Ugachol mibachotz. But antichi, the reverse, which was aser, Rabba Amar Beit Kiri. Rabba says it's like a base kirayim, that the open area of the oven is split up into two different areas. One has the coals and one has the water. And therefore, even after you remove the coals, you cannot drink from the water. Why? Because the walls are so thick and therefore the fire that burns is always there. And the wall stays so hot. So even by removing the coals, it's still too hot. This is a dud gadol, a large pot. Mandam rabbi dudi kol shekin beikiri. But the other way says the Gemara, mandam rabbi kiri avu be dudi lo, then it would be mutter. The Gemara concludes, and was there Rav Nachman atich avu mishe gerufa uktuma ein shaisini menu mimnei that watch and the chushta mechamu mux. It's very, very hot, like we just explained. We'll pick off from the Mishnah b'siyata dishmaya.